Time, the silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
You're late.
Sorry, Steve. Got held up. I'm not sure of the buses from the other side of the town.
How are you liking the job?
Oh, don't even ask me. I can't see myself staying there very long.
Oh, why?
Well, it's weird, Steve. It really is. I suppose it's natural for a couple of middle-aged spinsters to lead a restricted life. But Claire and Anne Pettigrew are the oddest pair I've ever met. Oh, but don't let's talk about it. It's my half day off, and I don't want to spend it talking about them. How are things with you?
A bit in the doldrums, as a matter of fact. Nothing doing at all. Your favorite reporters without an assignment.
No crimes, no thrills, no scandals.
That's right. Everyone in this part of the world's too darn law-abiding. As a matter of fact, you may be able to help me.
Me? Help you? In what way, Steve?
Well, I was talking to the editor this morning, and I've got an idea for a sort of human interest series, written around old crimes and the people who committed them. You know, this sort of 30 years after. This is what the results of the crime have been, and these are the people who were involved.
But where do I come in? I mean, you said that I could help you.
Well, it's to do with your present new employers.
The Pettigrews?
That's right. I was looking through all the old cases of 20 years ago when I got this idea. Now, you won't remember it, and I was just a kid when it happened. But the Pettigrews were notorious at the time. You see, originally, there were three sisters. Anne, Clara, and a younger sister named Nancy.
Oh, and then what happened to Nancy? Did she die?
Yes, she died. She was murdered. Anne battered her to death with a hatchet one summer's afternoon.
Steve, you can't mean this. Did Anne Pettigrew murder her sister?
She did, and in the most horrible way. You've been working for the Pettigrews for only a couple of days, and yet you already admit that there's something very odd about the family. I don't wonder.
Tell me what happened.
Well, from what I can dig up, Anne was always a little fey. You know what I mean. She'd go off into daydreams all the time, not knowing where she was or what she was doing. She was terribly jealous when Nancy announced her intention of marrying a man called Lazarus Pound. A most unusual name, you'll agree. Well, on the afternoon after they'd announced their engagement, Nancy was found on the veranda of the house, beaten to death. Clara called the police, and they found Anne later. She was wandering around in the fields that surrounded the house, carrying a blood-stained hatchet in her hands.
Steve, I can't believe it. Not Anne. She's so pathetic, almost childlike.
Nonetheless, it's true.
What happened? Did Anne plead guilty?
Yes, but it was hardly necessary. She was in a complete daze the whole time. She admitted everything at the trial and was committed to an institute for unbalanced people. She lived in the place for 20 years.
20 years? Then she's only just come home.
Well, she's been back for a couple of years or so.
And Clara has kept the place going all that time, waiting for her?
Yes, they were very young at the time.
Well, what happened to this man, Lazarus? The man Nancy intended marrying?
Who knows? That may well be one of the interesting angles to dig up when we revive the story. You will help me with my idea?
I can't promise that, Steve. I want to know considerably more about Anne and Clara Pettigrew. I won't do anything that will hurt them in any way. Even idle chatter could do them harm, and I won't allow that to happen. You understand?
Anne? Anne, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clara. I must have dozed off.
Of course you did. But it's all right. Are you feeling better?
Much better, thank you, Clara, dear.
Will you have your tea, huh?
I don't think I'll have any this afternoon, thank you, Clara.
Not have any? But you always have tea at this time. Your new nurse, Gladys, says that it's good for you to take refreshment regularly.
I know, and I like Gladys. I really do. She's very understanding. I can tell that, but I don't think I'll have any tea, thank you, Clara. Perhaps it's just that I feel I want a change.
A change?
Yes. Don't you ever feel that way, Clara?
Not often. Whenever I do, I remind myself that I'm very lucky to have what I've got. A good home, a roof over my head, and, well, sufficient money to live comfortably for the rest of my life.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I know you're right, but... sometimes I can't help wondering what it must be like to live a different sort of life.
Now, Anne, don't start your daydreaming. You know what the doctor said? You mustn't indulge in these flights of fantasy.
But it isn't one of those. I assure you, Clara, it isn't. I'm not being fanciful, and I know exactly what I'm saying. They taught me that in the hospital. They taught me to be able to tell when I was experiencing something or just thinking about it.
And you're just thinking about things now, Anne. You're thinking of the past, and that's bad, my dear. You know that they told you when you left the hospital that you should try to forget.
Yes. Temporary insanity. That's what the doctors called it.
Anne.
Oh, please. You've just told me that I must face facts. The things I did years ago have nothing to do with today. They were temporary. That was what the word means, isn't it? Just for the moment. With no meaning beyond it. Nothing permanent. That's what I went through, wasn't it, Clara?
Of course it was. Now, please, forget it all.
Clara, I must tell you something. You mustn't think I'm fanciful or silly or just dreaming, but I want to talk to you about Lazarus.
Anne, please.
I know we haven't talked about him for ages, but, well, I must...
Now, look, Anne, this is foolish.
No, it's not.
It is. I won't have this self-indulgence. You must forget the past. Forget everything that happened. And more than anything, you must forget about Lazarus Pound.
Don't be cross with me, Clara, but I can't forget Lazarus. I've never been able to forget him. His visits here brightened our lives, didn't they? We were all so happy when Lazarus came to call.
Anne, you must stop this.
I used to wait for his footsteps on the veranda outside. I used to think that he came especially to see me.
Anne, I'll not have you go on like this. All that was 20 years ago. It's over and done with. Let it stay buried in the past. Buried with Nancy.
Nancy. Yes, of course. I'm sorry, Clara. I was forgetting. I think I'll have some tea now, Clara, and then I'll go down into town to attend the sewing circle.
That's better. That's more like the sister I can rely on. You must realize that we're two middle-aged spinsters, Anne. It's no use trying to fight it. We're unmarried and we'll remain that way until the day we die. You won't ever see Lazarus Pond again, any more than you'll see Nancy again. It's all over, finished and done with. Now, I'll go and put the kettle on. You can have your tea and think of other things. Get your sewing out. You must show everyone what you've done during the last few days. Well, I shan't be long.
Yes, yes, all right, Clara. And Clara...
Yes, Anne?
Nothing. Just thank you.
Silly girl.
No, I'm not a girl. I'm a girl no longer. But I was a girl once, and I wasn't silly then. At least, not about some things. And I did love Lazarus. I loved him so much. I did so much want to make him want me. If I could commit a dreadful crime and ruin our lives because I loved him so much, then I may as well go on. I may as well go on and force him to come back to me. I'll do anything to have him back here again. Anything.
It's time that you took your milk, Miss Anne.
Hmm? Oh, Gladys.
It's already quite late. But you looked so peaceful sitting here under the trees that I didn't like to disturb you.
I seem to drop off to sleep so easily these days.
That's good. It shows that you're contented. Does it?
I wonder. Perhaps it's just an indulgence. A desire to escape from the world and what the world has to offer.
Now, don't you worry your head about the past, Miss Anne. I understand.
You understand? You mean you know? You know all about me?
I know enough to want to look after you, to want to care for you and to be with you.
Well, I don't believe that you can feel this affection.
Oh, but I do.
There must be another reason. You must have some other motive.
Why do you say that?
Because I can tell. I've been studying these things. Ever since they let me come home, I've been studying these things, and I know when anyone's telling the truth.
I am, Miss Anne. Believe me, I'm truthful towards you. I want to help you.
What do you know about me?
Well, I know that you've been in hospital for years and that you need a nurse to look after you. That's why I'm here. I'll look after you.
You know that I'm capable of killing people?
I know you were. But times have changed. You aren't the person you were years ago. You're a responsible adult person who's living in an active, useful life.
Yes, that's what they told me I was to think. That's what every doctor in the hospital said I should say to myself over and over again until I believed.
Well, they were right.
Were they? Then how can you explain my inmost desires, Gladys?
What do you mean?
I want to see Lazarus again, more than anything in life. I want to see him in this house as he used to be years ago.
What happened to him?
He's coming home. He wrote to me and told me he's coming home. Well, that's my one desire, Gladys. I only have one fear. And that's that he won't come to me. No, that's not my only fear. I have another one. Oh, it's a dreadful one. But I can't help it coming to my thoughts.
What is it?
I'm afraid that Clara may try to stop him coming back. And that if she does, I want to kill again. Like I did 20 years ago.
How's it going, Gladys?
You mean the job?
Yes. Did you speak to Anne Pettigrew? Did you talk her into giving me an interview?
I did my best. I'm afraid that Anne Pettigrew isn't an ordinary type of person, Steve. I mean, you can't make the usual arrangements with her. She's not really quite balanced enough.
Oh, I know that, but I just want to talk to her. Can't you convince her that all I want to do is to help?
She has an uncanny knack of knowing when people are being truthful or not. In any way, she's no fool.
But I'm quite sincere. I do want to help.
There's only one way that you can persuade her of that.
Oh? And what's that?
Well, she's obsessed with the idea of seeing this man Lazarus again. And from what I can gather, they've been in touch since she came out of hospital. She keeps writing to him, but he stopped replying, and now she's frantic. If you can persuade her that you can use the newspaper in some way and appeal to him to write, something like that, then she may talk to you.
Mm, I see what you mean. You think it will work?
Well, it might. But, Steve, I'm not at all happy about this. I mean, I'm supposed to be looking after this woman. As a nurse, I feel that I'm not doing my job properly. My patient's health should come first.
But it isn't going to do Anne any harm at all. Who knows, it may even do her some good. Oh, now, come on, honey. Help your boyfriend on his first solo assignment. Get me that interview.
Oh, all right. I'll do my best. It had better be in the afternoon. That's when Clara goes out and Anne is left in my care. I'll arrange it as soon as I can. Well, here he is, Miss Pettigrew.
Oh, so you're Gladys's boyfriend, are you?
That's right, Miss Pettigrew. My name is Stephen Rayner. I work on the Clarkdale Gazette.
Yes. Gladys has told me something about you. Do sit down, young man.
Now, don't tire, Miss Pettigrew, Steve. I'll slip into the house and arrange for your tea, Miss Anne.
Thank you, my dear, thank you.
Shan't be long, Steve. And when I come back, you'll have to go.
All right. I only called for a moment to pay my respects, Miss Pettigrew, that's all.
Oh, then you don't think you can help me?
Help you? In what way?
Gladys was telling me that you might get a sort of appeal put in your paper. An old friend of mine, a very old friend, said he would come and visit me, and he hasn't. It's really so disappointing.
Now, please, don't let it upset you. I'm sure that if you tell me everything, I will be able to help you.
Oh, you think you could? You really think you could?
Of course. Now take it all slowly, and I'll try to think out the best way. Tell me everything. Absolutely everything.
It's a wild night, Anne.
Yes. Yes, isn't it?
You aren't upset by it?
No. No, not at all.
But thunderstorms always upset you.
I'm no longer afraid of such things. In fact, I rather welcome them. The forces of nature are wonderful, aren't they?
Anne, what have you been up to lately? I was talking to the vicar about you only this morning. You've changed during the last few weeks. You're always too tired to attend church on Sundays, and yet you went out 3 evenings last week. What is this fellowship group you've joined? I mentioned the name to the vicar, and he'd never heard of it.
I've told you, Clara. It's just a group we formed at the sewing circle. Oh, but you wouldn't like it. You don't like sewing. You prefer more active things like working in the cellar, laying a new floor. And, well, I can't do those things, but I can sew.
But why all these books?
Oh, just patterns, that's all, and a few books lent to me by other members.
May I see them?
I'd rather you didn't. You wouldn't be interested anyway.
But Anne...
Please, Clara, you must let me live my own life.
Oh, very well. I suppose if it stopped you being afraid, given you confidence and other interests, then it's something to be thankful for. Well, I think I'll go to bed, Anne. How about you?
No. No, I shan't go up yet. I'll wait till the storm passes. It'll clear soon, I think. Wind is strong. I may even see the stars.
The stars. That's another extraordinary interest you've developed. Stargazing.
Astronomy is a very great science.
I've no doubt. But you interest yourself more in astrology. That isn't so scientific. Do you think you can tell the future by all the gaping at the heavens?
Oh, you can scoff, Clara, but I can tell you more than you think. Tonight is Thursday the 22nd, and Venus is in conjunction with Saturn. Do you know that this evening is the Sabbath of...
What was that?
It doesn't matter. Go to bed, Clara, and leave me alone. I'm all right.
Oh, dear, you've been in some strange moods lately. Oh, all right, Anne. And don't forget to turn the lights out when you come up.
Four plus two, which is the number of Venus. That's it. Now it's complete. The powers of the occult must be obeyed. Now the talisman of Set and the Order of Darkness. There. By this talisman, by the ancient and secret rites of Pan, I have conjured thee, Lazarus Pound. Oh, Clara.
Anne? Anne, what are you doing?
Clara, please go away. Go back to bed.
Have you taken leave of your senses? What's this? A white circle on the floor? A five-pointed star? These charts? The charts of macrocosm? And these bones? Anne, do you realize what you're dabbling in?
Go away, Clara.
I will not. Anne Pettigrew, you're a grown woman and you're no longer ill. You mustn't behave in this childish manner. You must stop this nonsense.
It isn't nonsense. It works. It's the only thing that can bring him back. You can't do anything about it, Clara. They listened to my request at the last meeting. They've already said the rites, and tonight's the time. At the meeting of Venus and Saturn. And any moment he will come. No matter where he is in the world, he'll have to come here. Not even Lazarus can refuse the powers of darkness.
So that's what that sewing circle was all about, is it? You've joined some phony society and started dabbling in black magic. Oh, Anne. Anne, my dear, please, this is so bad for
you. It's not bad. Nothing's bad that brings Lazarus back to me. I've even killed for him, and I've never felt guilty about it. He'll come. He has to.
Please, Anne, don't get hysterical. Lazarus can't come back. Not tonight or any other night. It's impossible because Lazarus Pound is dead.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, my dear. I didn't want to tell you, but it's true. Lazarus died only a short while ago. I had a letter from him, his employers. It came in answer to the ones you sent to him.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
Isn't it, Condi? You're lying to me. You've been keeping my letters back, haven't you? You were afraid that I'd get Lazarus in the end. You were jealous of me and my determination to get him. Well, it's too late now. You can't stop this.
Anne, you're becoming hysterical.
He's coming. Listen. You can hear the footsteps on the veranda.
It can't be.
It's Lazarus. I'd know that walk anywhere.
No. No, it can't be. Lazarus is dead.
No. No! He's alive.
Anne, come away from that door.
But he's there. He's here.
It can't be. It can't. I forbid it.
No.
Let me go to him.
You shan't. You shan't.
Stay away. Do you hear me? Keep away.
Lazarus.
No. Don't you understand? Even his name, Lazarus. Don't open it. You'll be opening that door to a dead man.
Oh, let me go. Let me go.
I won't let you go out there. I won't.
He isn't dead. He isn't.
Yes, he is. I tell you, he is. I know he is because I killed him.
What?
I said I killed Lazarus Pound. I killed him and buried him under the new floor in the cellar. I killed him in the same way that I killed Nancy all those years ago.
You killed Nancy?
That's right. I don't care what sort of black magic you've been dabbling in. You can't alter the facts.
I don't understand. And I didn't kill Nancy. That's why I've never felt guilty. Yet you let me think that I'd been responsible.
You were having one of your odd spells. Everyone knew that you didn't remember anything you'd done during those times. I knew you'd get away with it, and I wouldn't. It was easier that way. You needed treatment anyway.
Lazarus?
He came back as you asked him to. But he began asking too many questions. We quarreled. I had to silence him, too. He's buried in the cellar.
Down there, in the cellar. So that's what you were doing, working down there?
Yes. Now you know everything, Anne. Your black magic hasn't helped you one bit, has it? Oh, it's no use thinking you can go to the police either. No one will believe you. They'll just lock you up again. You can be sure of that. From now on, you'll do exactly as I tell you to. Understand?
But Lazarus, outside...
That black magic and the storm had me scared for a moment. But whoever it was has gone away, thank heavens.
Oh, no, they haven't.
What?
Stay where you are, Miss Pettigrew. Quickly, Gladys, look after Anne.
Of course. It's all right, Miss Anne. Everything's all right now.
We've heard everything you've said, Miss Pettigrew. I guessed there was something more in this than the pathetic story Anne told me the other day, and that's why we worked this little plan. We came in through the French window some minutes ago. I think you'd better telephone the police, Gladys.
Right away, Steve.
Oh, no, no. What am I thinking about? First things first. Get me the city desk of the Gazette. I wanted a scoop, didn't I? Well, I've certainly got one this time. Sit down, Miss Pettigrew. You won't have long to wait. I'll see to that.
Time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.